Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Our topic today is musical open heart surgery. I know it sounds painful, but it's not going to be painful. It's pure, pure joy. Pure joy. I'm so happy to introduce you to Stowe Good. They're internationally acclaimed touring duo out of Nashville, Tennessee. And they're a team that features Grammy-nominated Karen Taylor Good and hit songwriter Stowe Daly. And they create personal transformation through music. There's no knives involved. It's music. And they are best-selling authors and speakers, and they just energize their audiences with powerful keynotes, concerts, and workshops. So Stowe Daly and Karen Taylor Good, together, that's how they came up with Stowe Good. And I can tell you they are Stowe Good because I was recently on a teaching cruise on the Caribbean, and I had the pleasure of hearing them sing and play and talk, and they enchanted me, and I invited them on the show. So without further ado, are you here?
We are here, Jamie.
We are.
So good to be here with you.
Yes, it is. So I just have so many things that I want to talk with you about, and why don't we just jump right in and tell us a little bit about how you guys met and how this musical love affair began.
Wow.
Do you want to
think the love affair with music started a long time ago, but
really?
We met.
Well, you kind of have a mutual love of music, and then together you have a mutual love affair. I felt like you were partners, you know, real partners in every way.
We call ourselves partners in rhyme.
Aw. Yes. We are partners in almost every way. There is a sweet, precious husband in the mix who adores Stowe as much as I do.
So tell us how it all began.
Yeah, well, this is Karen. I'm speaking, so I'll just... back in the early 90s, Stowe was a staff writer for BMG Music on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, writing hit songs for country music. And I was a staff writer for Warner Chappell Music, also writing for country music. And we each had a hit song on the radio. And our publishers put us together thinking we were going to write a fabulous country song about cheating and drinking and honky-tonk and heartbreak that Reba would surely put on the air. And that did not happen, did it, Stowe?
No. But a wonderful friendship blossomed and a terrible song emerged, and well, I don't know if it's terrible, but it's certainly one of our more down and dirty songs. It was called "Honey, I Want Your Money."
I love that song.
We can't really understand why Reba never cut that.
It's quite. I wish we could play that one on the show today, honey. I want your money.
but we hung out for a little while, as I recall, and then we did a few writers' nights together, which you know is a lot of people do here in Nashville. And then after a few years, I kind of got a little tired of the music business, and I left, and so I didn't really see Karen for a long time, and I don't think she saw me either. So it was 15 or 20 years.
That's right, 15 or 20 years. And Stowe had a couple of children and homeschooled them for 9 years. I think that's so amazing.
And you were having a lovely career traveling around doing your very uplifting music by yourself.
Yeah, and then my partner in rhyme, Stowe, she came so close to dying with stage 3 cancer. And I met you shortly after that, right, Stowe?
Yes. What what I love about this memory that I have of how we reconnected was that after I came through almost dying of cancer, I came out with a renewed desire to write with someone. And I didn't want to write country music. I knew that, but I didn't know what, you know, what kind of stuff I wanted to write. But I put it out. You know, I just said, who can I write with? And like a week later, I went somewhere and ran into Karen. And It was shortly after that that we decided to try it again. And it was just magic. I think, you know, everything in the perfect timing, you know, the timing wasn't right back in the early 90s, but when we got together 5 years ago, it was perfect.
You know, I remember you talking, Stowe. It was so touching. You talked and you actually spoke about your book, Flying High, and you talked about your realization about why you felt you got cancer because, well, maybe I'll just let you say.
Well, I mean, it could be many things. I will say there was a lot of focus on trying not to get cancer. Even though I was trying not to get it, there was still some, you know, attention to actually getting it.
And well, why were you even thinking of it in the first place? You know, like, don't think about a pink elephant. When you say that to yourself,
right.
Why were you even
exactly.
thinking cancer? Do you think that in some way you knew that it was coming down the pike?
Possibly. When I was, right after I was born, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And went through 3 years of very, you know, terrible treatment. And she passed away when she was just 34 years old. And I was three. So I think that left, you know, I think that was like a kind of a rough start, you know. And that was deeply, even though I don't remember. I remember visiting her in the hospital, but I don't remember, you know, all the horror that she must have gone through. But it was certainly in my
psyche. You know what? They say kids know everything, Stowe. And I'll tell you, this is what I get now. And I hope this is helpful to you. When you have a mom who leaves her body, and she was your same-sex role model, she left her body when you were still so little. What the unconscious does to try to keep that mom alive is to absorb everything about her, including, wow, my mom had cancer. So it becomes a kind of knowing in the unconscious that I am bonding with her and I want to be like her and I'm going to have everything that she has. So it's not uncommon then for people to actually be obsessed with it because, like, for example, I had a patient whose father had one lung. And his father was very weak. And even though the boy, my patient, now a grown man, was a strong, strapping guy, he was always afraid of being sick and always afraid that he was going to have a heart attack or couldn't breathe because he was bonded to his dad.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, I get it.
So it makes sense. So then if you're thinking, wow, I'm my mom's daughter, my mom had cancer, I'm going to get cancer. Oh, my God, I'm going to get cancer. I'm afraid to get cancer. And then whether it's genetically predisposed or we're thinking about it and then that helps it come along, you know, it could be a combo of both. But what touched me so much in your story was you talked about in your healing journey discovering that not loving yourself enough was part of your becoming ill and what you needed to master in order to heal, right?
Yes. I think one of the great gifts of having any kind of severe illness, life-threatening, is the what happens that causes you to slow down. You pull back from life, and you realize that as close as anybody is to you, as close as your husband or your children or your best friend or siblings, nobody is going through what you're going through. And so you're forced to take deep, deep looks inside of yourself. And so that was the gift for me. And I went to this lovely healer down in Florida, and I'll just try to make this story very short, but she said, you look like your daughter, Grace. I had a 12-year-old at the time, I think. And she said, you look like her. And that was a great compliment to me. And And she, as she was asking me if I loved myself, and I didn't really know how to answer that, honestly. You know, I think I said yes, but I didn't really. And anyway, she asked me to just relax and think about some of the traumatic things that happened to me as a child. And then she asked me to imagine those things happening to Grace. And when I did, I mean, that it just brought me to tears. I mean, I couldn't stand the thought that any of those things would happen to Grace, because she's precious. She's such an, you know, she's such a special little girl. And she said, now I want you to look at yourself and to see yourself as you see Grace. And it was in this one incredible moment that she made me see myself in a whole new light. It was like I was looking, peeking in through a window and seeing a lonely little girl who had been by herself. And for the first time in my life, I had sympathy for this child, this girl that I used to be. And I knew, you know, I knew in that moment that I wasn't really a bad girl. I was just a girl that bad things happened to, or I had been, you know.
Aww.
And it, so
did you,
it really,
that, did you write a song about this?
We wrote.
I think How Adored You Are would be so
How Adored You Are.
No. Can we hear a little bit of that, do you think?
Yes.
Could we? My dear engineer, could you give us a little bit of this song? Because I think it expresses so much the message that Stowe is describing. Ultimately, we all need to find that way of healing that wounded little girl or little boy in us that just doesn't feel love deep down. We have to come in and be mommies and daddies to ourselves and give ourselves that feeling of you are loved. And your song really goes a long way to beginning that healing.
Daughter, special son, you have never been alone. In my heart, you're always home. I'm not sure you understand. I am your greatest fan.
Do you know how adored you are?
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful? So beautiful.
Thank you.
So beautiful. I imagine even writing the song was healing, too.
Oh, my. It was.
Yeah?
We cried
a lot.
It's
like a prayer to yourself, to your beautiful little girl.
Mm.
They always say we teach what we need to learn, so maybe we write.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you need that?
To heal. Absolutely. You know, it's the first time ever, and I've been doing my radio show for decades, first time I've ever played a song on my show that tells you
really?
how much your music means to me, how moved I am by it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can actually feel the vibration that, and I don't think I'm imagining it, I can actually feel like you are moved to tears. So,
yeah.
And then Karen, you're so connected to her, you're on the edge too.
Oh, yeah.
We're all going to be just a blubbering pile of tears. Aw. So, even the music itself, you know, in the journey that you underwent, and then it culminated in the writing of this song, which was the affirmation to your little girl and the love that you're bringing her. It's like a lullaby to yourself, and everybody listening to your song can begin to tap into that same feeling of self-love, just listening to your song.
Yeah.
Mm.
and
yeah,
you know,
and I have to say my what Karen?
I just said then we have accomplished our job.
I know. That is your wish, isn't it? Let's take a break. We'll be back in a moment on Ask Dr. Love. Do you see? I had to think of love because I was for a long, long time, I was doing the Ask Dr. Love radio show. When I brought Love Never Dies to this network, I stopped doing Ask Dr. Love. But here, my heart was so full, I said Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Aww.
So I'll be back with you in a moment on Love Never Dies.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Devra Laval, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
When my beloved husband died of a bee sting, I wanted to die and join him. But his astonishing spirit manifestations proved to me that we don't die and our relationships aren't meant to end with bodily death. To honor his request that I let our love shine like a torch that lights the path for others, I wrote the number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, which tells our eternal love story and introduces my new method for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Hi, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I invite you to join me starting March 17th for my week-long visit to Unity St. Pete, Florida, where I will teach you how to say hello, not goodbye, to your loved ones in spirit, and even heal any unfinished business that remains. If you're ready to transform your grief to joy, visit askdrlove.com/live events to find out more and register today. That's askdrlove.com/live events.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in to find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Turndorf wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234. You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. If you're listening in real time, you can speak to Dr. Turndorf live by calling toll-free from the U.S. and Canada at 866-338-9663. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm talking with my dear, dear Stowe Good.
the internationally acclaimed touring duo out of Nashville, Tennessee. And just before the break, we were listening to a beautiful song. The song was You Are Loved. That was the title of the song, right?
It's actually called How Adored You Are.
Oh, How Adored You Are. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. How Adored You Are. So Karen, so I understand that you met and recorded with Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson, right? Did I lose you?
Karen?
You're here?
Karen?
And in the same way that Stowe became a bit disenchanted with the kind of music that she was writing, did the same thing happen to you?
Yes. Well, I didn't realize that I was a songwriter for a long time. I thought I was just a singer. And so I was a studio singer when I first came to Nashville and had an opportunity to sing, yes, with Dolly Parton. I like to say that hugging Dolly Parton leaves quite an impression.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. That's so silly. But yes, I had a, and then I learned kind of late that indeed I was given the gift of writing songs.
And boy, were you.
Yeah.
This woman is such an amazing writer.
Well, thank you. And I had a few that made it onto country radio because they were more tender and about things that I cared about. I never could write the cheating and drinking songs. Pretty soon, I lost my writer's deal at Warner Chappell, but these songs kept coming that were, you know, songs about real life and people and emotions. And so I just had to find an audience. And I will tell you that right before I met Stowe 5 years ago, I was thinking, I've been doing this a long time, and it's not that much fun anymore, and I don't know if I have anything left to write, and maybe it's just time to quit.
Yeah.
Because
isn't that always right when you're at your lowest point, when the big breakthrough comes?
Yeah, I mean, it was surely a God thing that Stowe and I met up again. Because it turns out I have a lot more to say.
Oh, my goodness.
You say you got a God Grammy. You didn't. You were nominated for a Grammy and you lost, but then you won a God Grammy. So what did you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is, I wrote a song. This was before Stowe and I got together. That was my sister lost her son Paul. My nephew Paul was murdered when he was 21, and of course my sister. Oh, my God. She had, of course, a really terrible time coming to terms with this. She found the group, the Compassionate Friends, which pretty much saved her life after a year maybe. And then she became quite involved with them. And they were doing a conference in Nashville, and she asked me if I could possibly come and do a song, and none of my songs fit exactly. So I said, let me see if something comes. And I was sent a song, downloaded, unlike anyone I've ever written before or since. Hmm. And it's called Precious Child. And this song, it's sad to me that this is my best known, most used song, because I have made it available to any bereaved parent anywhere in the world. And there are so many beautiful videos on YouTube and all over with people's sweet children who have passed on. That's why I say I lost the Grammy in country music, but I really think that's my God Grammy.
I have no doubt. And can we hear a bit of that song?
Oh, no, we can't. But I could sing you a little. We didn't send that one to you.
Okay, you didn't send that one. All right.
We didn't.
How's that feel to sing a piece without the accompaniment? Because, you know, that it could be like going on stage in your underwear, and I don't want to do that to you, you know?
No, it's fine. I'll try to remember. Stowe, jump in. We had an opportunity to share this in Ireland a year ago.
Mm.
It says, in my heart, you live on, always there, never gone. Precious child, you left too soon. And though it may be true that we're apart, you will live forever in my heart. That's how that one goes.
It's beautiful. So now we're going to have you write some sequels, since with my transdimensional grief method, you know, I'm on a worldwide paradigm shift ministry here.
Yes.
To have, you know, it's amazing. I'm here in Orlando, and I attended a conference, a Callan Rush conference, because I'm really working on learning everything I can about marketing, because Jean and I really want to get our message out. We don't die, and our relationships aren't meant to end with bodily death. So here I am in the conference. There's more than 100 people in a circle, and wouldn't you know, there are no coincidences. A woman is standing next to me, and everyone is being asked to share, and she bursts into tears, and she says she's a therapist, and that 2 years ago she came home to find her son had shot himself through the head. So needless to say, she was hysterical. And out of the whole room, I ended up being next to her. So Callan turned to me and kept nudging me, go to her, go to her. And I realized that she was stuck in the paradigm that makes it so painful for everybody who bodily loses a loved one. She was still in the paradigm of you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. You're a memory. You know, all of those things of it's past tense. And even though the physical body is gone, it was clear to me her son was so present. And she started talking about how she has created a business now where she wants to prevent suicide in families. And I heard her son saying, I had to leave my body in this way so that you would start up this ministry. And that was our destiny, to do this ministry together, and I had to be out of my body in order to prompt you to do this work.
Wow.
And he really wants her to stay close to him and reconnect. And it's interesting, she didn't seem really ready. And I prayed to my husband all last night, please help her be ready to reconnect to him and accept that he's here in every way except in a body. And right as I was leaving the conference, tonight, just before going on air, she walked up to me and she said, I'm ready now. So we're going to have to figure out a song that we can write that somehow expresses this message that Jean and I are talking about. You know?
That would be fabulous. We would be honored to write a song with you.
It'll be a God Grammy part two, you know?
Yeah.
So tell us some more. Because now, Stowe, I know you had a near-death experience in 08. Did that experience result in another song as well? Tell us a little more about that.
Well, it's a near-death experience with quotations around it. because it was that thing where... after I was diagnosed with rectal cancer, you know, everybody was saying, you must do chemo and radiation. And I had sworn that if I ever got cancer, I would never do such things because they are, you know, I felt like I had seen the results of these and they weren't good. And so I was really struggling with that. And people were, you know, pushing my buttons as far as saying, you know, it's irresponsible to your children and to your husband and, you know, all of us that you would, you know, do alternative methods which are not proven and all this. So I was, you know, I had a lot of struggle and
a lot of pushback.
So one day I walk in the house and I just like, I take a step and all this message just downloads into my spirit that says, either way, it'll be okay. It wasn't my thought, and so I thought, well, if it's going to be okay either way, then, dadgummit, I'll just do these awful things that I said I don't want to do. And so I did
rhyme. That's a rhyme.
What's that?
Either way, it will be okay. It's a rhyme. That's straight from spirit when you hear a rhyme, you know?
Mm. Is that right?
That's what I noticed.
I thought maybe there was a songwriter out there.
Well, I believe that, you know, the spirits will, I noticed Jean, when he wanted me to get a point, it was always in rhyme, so I would remember it. So I think your spirit guides give you these rhymes, and yes, it's divinely channeled information, and it's your song, your lyrics,
yes,
and your song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just, I did the 24/7 chemo and the 5-day-a-week radiation. And within every week I was in the hospital for something. Then on the third week I was hospitalized for a week, and I was in and out of my body for 3 days.
It was just
kind of an amazing experience. It was like always like choirs. I wouldn't call it angels. It was some kind of choir music that was on constantly. I thought, I don't know. I was like going out of my body. Every time I closed my eyes, I was popping out of my body.
Yeah, so you weren't all here.
I wasn't all here, and I prayed to die. I remember on the third day just saying, "Please take me. I'm in such pain. Just take me."
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, I remember staring up at the ceiling, and I just started laughing. I said, "You're not going to take me. I have to stay here. Oh, my God.
You know why?
Are you kidding
me?" I think
me?
So. You thought, this music really stinks. You know what? If this is all I got to hear, no, I'm not going.
So, you know, that was the beginning of getting more in touch with why I'm here, because for many years, I had not been doing my music, and I think it was just like pained my soul that I was denying this part of me. So I always urge people to do that thing that tugs at their spirit, you know, that they know they want to do, and not to let any excuse keep you from that.
So what you're saying is, in this moment, it's almost like you were given a choice, and you decided, wait a minute, I have more music left in me.
Yeah,
I'm not leaving my
body. I didn't know
yet.
It then.
Yeah. Was there a first song that you wrote that we can share?
What song do you think, Karen? Enough? Oh, we can't do that one, can we?
If Brad has received it, we could. I'm not sure.
Brad, do you have it?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Because I think we had a tech problem with the format, and then you resent it
right
to him during our break, but he didn't get it.
We can tell you the lyric.
Go ahead.
All
right, well then, at the next, can we do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, so that's what we'll do. Since he does have it, we'll play it at the next. So when you came really all back into your body, you didn't know immediately, like, you know, Anita Morjani talked about how she had a choice, she had a near death, she had an out of body experience, and then she saw that the reason she developed cancer was because she didn't love herself enough, and she was given the choice. Do you wish to come back into your body now and fully love yourself? And she chose to come back and then make it her calling. Very similar to what you're talking about, right? To bring love to everyone. Now, so when you had that opportunity to not leave, and did you immediately then say, okay, I'm coming back to my music, that's my purpose, to spread love through my music?
I would love to say that that's what I did, but that is not what happened.
That would be more
it was a long movie. I mean, I read Anita's book probably a year after I went through my experience, but and I resonated with it quite a lot. But she had such a, you know, it was such a, it was such an experience.
We got a break. I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in to find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Turndorf wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Do you believe that mankind can create a world whose priority is nurturing life? And that love and unity would be the foundation for this new paradigm? Soul on Air on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network provides a unique service to our audience by personally researching solutions that align with our unique value tenets. With these stories, we seek to inspire awakening, awareness, and involvement. Tune in every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time to co-create with us. And please visit us online at nowsharelove.org. This is our story to write. Let's make it a love story.
In a single moment, your life can change. Join Marianne Pestana, host of Moments with Marianne, for a transformative hour of leaders in their field, ranging from inspirational authors, top industry leaders, business and spiritual entrepreneurs. Tune in to experience Moments with Marianne every second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Don't miss this. And remember, make every moment count.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio. I got it right that time. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm with my wonderful, wonderful, dear, old, but new friend, so good. Before we took the break, we were talking about how you had this quote-unquote near-death experience and a wake-up call, but it wasn't like a TV movie or a Lifetime movie wake-up call where you saw the light and then just said, that's it, the harps are playing, and now I know what my new calling is. It wasn't quite like that. And you wrote a song to explain how it wasn't so smooth.
It took a little longer. I
tell
think Harry
and then we'll listen
fast.
To the song.
Yeah, so I'll just, this is Karen, but I know that So talks about how she was holding on to all of her really tragic and experiences from her past, and she was holding on to a lot of fear and feelings of self-doubt and unworthiness, and boy, she had to let go of those things because they were weighing her down, because something happens if you don't let go, and that's what we wrote this song about.
Let's hit it.
Hit it, Brad.
Hit it, Brad.
Let go or be dragged.
I remember I cracked up when I heard that. Let go or be dragged. Isn't that the truth?
It is.
Yeah, it's so true. It's like if you're in a soul-sucking relationship, or you know, you have a job that's just pulling you down, it's like, or a nasty personal habit, you know. It's like if you don't let go of them, they take you down.
For a death ride, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we'll be dragged. Funny and true. Let go, and the energy will flow. So then what happened?
Great.
Well, I'm glad to hear you have enough.
Yeah, we go from laughing hysterically, writing a song like Dragged, to crying semi-hysterically when another more heavy thought hits us, as did the one that we would love to play you next. It's our song called Enough. I feel like, you know, one of Stowe's biggest messages is that in spite of your past and in spite of illnesses that might have almost taken you, you've got to live and get past all this fear and doubt. And I think a lot of mine, it has to do with my age. Gosh, I'm old, Jamie.
Wait a minute. If we're going to let our hairs, our mutual hairs down,
yes.
Exactly how old are you?
Okay. Are you sure you can handle it?
I think
when
I can.
When Stowe and I did our TEDx talk a few years ago, we billed it as the 117-year-old woman on beautiful brokenness, because at that time our combined ages were 117.
Yeah,
I'm now
only 30.
So. You're so funny. We are now the 122-year-old woman.
Wait a minute. So are you saying that you're each 60, 61 or something like that?
That would be more even, but actually Stowe is only 55.
55?
55, mm-hmm. 5'5", so is. And that makes me,
that makes you
67.
Gorgeous.
You know what?
What?
I tell you what, I had a 37.5-year age difference with Jean, and I used to tell him every morning, you've got to get a younger wife.
I can't keep up with
you. It's all of these things are illusions, age, everything.
Oh, yes.
You know?
No, that's very true. It's very true.
But I have to admit, you're old. One of the two of you is very, no, I'm kidding.
I know.
You're not. You're really not. And you know what? If you say it, believe it or not, there's research that shows what you say out loud or even what you think, your unconscious and your physiology listens to and it believes you.
Yes.
If you say you're old, it believes it.
I don't know why I said that.
I guess because you wanted me to exorcise it. You're not old. You look like a kid.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. But I do think that's become a big part of my message in our Stow Good-ness is that I always ask people if they're in my club of 60 and above to please stand up. And I let them know, I see you. I feel like a lot of our society is trying to make us disappear, especially women.
That's true. That is so true. You get invisibilized. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's a made up
word. I like that word.
I made it up.
Yeah, I used that. Invisibilized.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a sign of a smart woman.
Yeah.
You can make up your own words. But, you know, it's so true. We have double standards. Women dye their hair. Guys who have gray hair, they're distinguished. We're just old bags. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, at the conference I was at, the woman was nursing. I've never seen this before. She's a powerhouse. And she got pregnant in her 40s. And she said, do you mind if I nurse? And right on stage, she nursed.
Wow. Wow.
Good for her.
To normalize the whole thing. And I was on the side, so I got a full view there because I wasn't dead center. I was on the side. I was like, baby. You know, that takes courage. And I really admire her so much.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got off on nursing. I mean, this is just, it's out of control. So where are we going now?
Because
I think it's enough.
Life. And yes. So here's the point going into the song, and Stowe, jump in if you would like.
It's called Enough, right?
It's called Enough, and here's the thing. We love our vision boards, and we love our affirmations and all of this stuff of, you know, and a lot of us, and I think, Dr. Jamie, you are the same as I in a lot of ways, because I think we're achievers. And a lot of us are overachievers, and we want the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and it's fine. And yet at some point, do we not get to take a breath and say, wow,
enough.
What I've accomplished in my life, just the way I am right now in this moment, can it please, dear God, be enough?
Right.
And if we could play a little bit of that song now, it would be great.
Yeah, baby.
To breathe.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It goes on a little. Mm, thank you. And the last
like a lullaby, you know? It's enough. It's a very soothing message. A lullaby to all women. You're enough.
Yes. Yes. Perhaps the greater plan is knowing that I am enough. That's how it ends.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
Just makes you want to go, ah.
Right?
It is. Yeah, I mean, what a lovely feeling when you can relax in a moment, in this moment, and say, I am enough. I am enough.
Right. And we, as we move more from doing into being,
mm-hmm.
being with ourselves, you are enough. You don't have to keep tap dancing to win approval,
right.
to win love.
Yeah.
You just have to be. So what do you think your core message is in the last few minutes we have on air?
Take it, Stowe.
I believe that you should live each day as if it were your last. No.
Yes.
I would say that our core message is, and the reason that we are together and writing the songs that we write, is we are reminders to people I'm just drawing a blank on what I was going to say. We're just here to remind people of who they are, why they're here, and really how much they are, how very much they are loved. I mean, that is our core message.
Absolutely. And as I always say, this journey on the earth plane is, our entire journey here is a love lab. Only reason we're here is to perfect our ability to love ourselves and others. That's all it is.
Oh,
a love lab. That's what life is, a love lab. So let everybody know how to find you, your Facebook, your Twitter, your website, how to find your music.
Yes. We are stowgood.com, stowegood.com. That's our website, and Stowe Good on Facebook and Twitter and all those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the music, your music is available all over through your website, but can people also find you on CD Baby as well?
They can, but we prefer that they come to our website. It's always kinder to the artist, especially the independent artists, to come to their website, because you can download every song from their website and our website, and we actually get like 90% more money than through iTunes or CD Baby.
Oh, that's great that you're telling us that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you both are more than enough.
Thank you. You're more than enough. Your Love Never Dies program is beautiful, Dr. Jamie. We love you very much.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys are so wonderful. And I wanted to tell you guys that, well, here I'm not at home. I'm about to go on a keynote tour. So if anybody listening is in Florida, I'm actually going to be doing a live talk on this Thursday, which is the 16th of March, at the Cosmic Center in Sarasota. And then the next night, on the 17th, I'll be doing a talk at Unity St. Pete. And I'll be really talking about three reasons why women, over 50 especially, can't stop grieving and suffering and crying over their loved ones. And I give you the three real secret reasons why and how to break through the blocks that keep you in a state of grief. So I'm going to be talking in both of those cities about that. Too bad you guys aren't close and you could come, but I haven't had enough of you guys, so I'm not going to say goodbye. I'll just say so long.
Okay.
It was really wonderful having you.
Thank you
and
so much.
I will see you soon. And remember, you're enough. Listen to their music. Their music will remind you that you are enough. You are loved. See you next time on Love Never Dies Radio.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Is your heart still hurting over the bodily loss of your loved one? The reason is simple. We're not meant to be separated from those we love. And reconnecting is the only solution. But reconnecting and staying connected requires guidance. That's why Dr. Turndorf has created her exclusive members-only Love Club, a private, intimate, and loving online group where she'll personally guide you to reestablish your relationship with your loved one in spirit and even resolve any issues that remain. If you're ready to discover the healing and joy of reconnecting, visit askdrlove.com/theloveclub and apply for a seat. But don't wait. To keep the group intimate, seats are limited. Visit askdrlove.com/theloveclub and request to join today. That's askdrlove.com/theloveclub.